The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, Todd, being in Melbourne, you've no doubt been insulated from some of the fuss over this SBS documentary, Struggle Street. Did you see it? Have you heard much about it in Melbourne?
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Right.
Here. I watched it, actually.
All right, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, look, I think, do you know, one of the things that irritated me was the voiceover.
Right, yeah.
That guy's voice, it just sounded, it made everything even more dramatic and, I don't know, and wrongly Australian or something. I don't know. But I, look, to be honest with you, I think they're drumming up a little bit of controversy for the sake of it.
Yeah.
And I think they put a lot of negative stuff. I've been to Mount Druitt and I actually didn't see too much of that side of Mount Druitt, but they're making it sound like the whole of Western Sydney is like that. I mean, every pocket of every city is going to have that. I mean, you'll find that sort of stuff in the north as well.
Yeah, but who wants to see the good side? Who wants to see people of Mount Druitt going to work and the people of Mount Druitt not getting on ice and not struggling along with 10 kids and 16 dogs and everyone on welfare? Who wants to see that?
What did you like it, Stu?
Oh, look, I thought it was nothing like what the promo suggested, as I suspected it wouldn't be. I just couldn't believe the number of people out of their gear over a show no one had actually seen. And when you did see it, I thought it was pretty good. Now, Ashley and Petter, two of the subjects of the show, they have 10 kids between them, 19 grandkids. Most of them aren't working.
That's the hardest part, mate, trying to keep up with everyday living. We live on $200 a fortnight for shopping, more or less. We're not kings. We don't eat lobsters and prawns, but we eat Wagyu beef. It's lovely. One day you wake up and you sort, you got no milk or bread or something, you've got a few bucks of fuel in the car, throw $5 in, go for a drive around the neighbourhood, have a look for the scrap piles, pick up a bit of scrap here and there, a bit of old metal, take the scrap yard, you probably make $50-100, get you through for a day or so. Nothing else you can do, you can't get money from the government, they won't help me. We pick up one man's rubbish and another man's treasure.
No, well, fair enough. I don't think it belittled them, did it?
I thought they were quite endearing, actually.
Yeah, I
thought she particularly came out of it really well.
I can see them in, red carpet invites and the whole bit. I mean, we've seen less interesting people catapulted as sort of faux celebrities for 10 minutes, haven't we?
They could be on Dancing with the Stars with a little polish.
Could be. My heart went out to that the little 16-year-old girl who'd been thrown out at 13. And while all other girls, 13, 14, into their early teens, they're discovering lipstick and dressing up and boys and things like that. She's done the whole gamut. She's been a junkie and she's lost her virginity and she's lived in hovels and, the poor little bugger. If she could apply her worldly experiences that she's been through at that age and the fact that she's surviving now on her own, if she could apply that to something positive rather than the negativity she's surrounded by, she could have a good life. You know that?
And her friend came to her rescue, which I thought was very cute.
Right.
And I also liked those neighbourhood kind of welfare workers.
That Grassidi's cottage. I thought that was a very, very good depiction. Yeah. All in all, I thought it was fine. They weren't humiliated. They weren't made fun of. I think it was a very raw portrayal of an element, a snapshot of a whole lot of life in most major cities around Australia.
Well, the controversy here is that they were coerced into doing things for the camera that they wouldn't.
Well, that's been denied by SBS, so who knows? Look, they signed waivers, they signed consent. Beyond that, they're adults, I suppose. They had some idea what they were getting themselves into.
The Aboriginal guy living out in the bush.
With a slingshot.
He looked after his two dogs, but then he got on the straight and narrow. He dressed himself up in his freshest old shirt and got a pair of shoes on. went down to a house of his mates, knocked on the door, and there they are. They're inside trying to break one of the resident bloke's door down so
to
they
get
could
to a bong pipe
so they
or
could
something.
Get some ganja. Mm. And then 5 minutes later, someone produces some Balmain bugs, and they're bonging them, and the bloke on his new career is sitting there cross-eyed.
He was
totally fly-blown.
Well, what about when the other bloke said, "Oh, I've got the bong pipe"? You'd think exactly. They'd won Lotto. Oh, yeah. You beauty. Oh, look, I'm off here. It's like I'm off to the races.
This is the first day of my new career. Wow.
The girl trying to get into the room said, when they said give up, she went, "I haven't been doing this for 10 hours to give up." For 10 hours they'd been trying to. It must have been weed.
What about the other one who went to court, thought he was very, very fortunate to get off, was fined $800. Now, where on the planet...
That's what I thought. Where did he get $800?
Where he get $800. So they probably gave him time to pay $5 a week or something. And then his missus gave him up. She said within 24 hours, he's back on the junk and he's off his head again.
And that's the problem. This is the ice epidemic. This is what we hear. Tell me this, though. They're all speaking English. Why did it have subtitles?
Because I think some of their language was a little bit incoherent.
It was a little.
I could make it out. I just wondered, is this SBS? If they do a show, you've got to have subtitles. I don't know. I don't know. Now, the other kerfuffle of the week has involved Prince Harry. He had the staff at Wattle Baker's in a flap in Wattle Grove near the Holsworthy Army Base, except that they didn't actually realise it was his at the time. It was only after all the press came back that they realised that they just served Prince Harry. He'd nipped in for a $5 pork roll. They didn't recognise him at the time.
He's smiling all the time. He's very nice. He's very handsome.
He didn't even know it was him when he bought it. The media's turned up and said, "Oh, look, by the way, you sold a pork roll to Prince Harry about 2 hours ago." Oh, very nice boy. Oh, very handsome.
Good quality pork.
Talk about revisionism. It was just unbelievable. Now, yesterday he was greeted by fans at the Opera House, including this serial pest, Victoria McRae, who asked him to marry her for the third time.
I've got time to ask you, will you marry me?
Last chance.
This is the third. I said, "Oh, well, I'll be happy with just a kiss." And so he let me kiss him on the cheek, but then I went in for it. And the rest is history.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. Victoria's had her 15 minutes of fame, hasn't she?
Well, more than 15 minutes. That was the third go she's had. She was once out on a kayak.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Oh, she's gone to great lengths.
Yeah. Yesterday she was wearing a $2 shop tiara.
The last time... That's right. She's all style, isn't she?
Class.
That'll woo Prince Henry. I've got my $2 tiara from the $2 shop. He's just phoned William. "Mate, I found a keeper here at the Opera House." Yeah, you won't believe tiara. The tiara. It leaves grandmas for dead.
She's a very pretty girl, though. You can't take that away from
Look,
me.
I reckon he'd be taking at an AVO. I reckon it's creepy.
Bunny boiler.
That's right. Yeah. Now tell me this though. How would it be if we've got a visiting royal woman, say Eugenie or Beatrice, and some bloke in the crowd who's been pestering her says, "Well, go on, you can give me a kiss on the cheek." He goes in for the full snog.
Oh, they'd reopen Morissette.
Well, this is
straight in there.
That's it. Now, would we still be laughing, or would we want him to be either charged or sectioned?
Oh, she was just a beautiful young lady, just a little bit.
I know, but there are differing viewpoints, aren't there? If it was a bloke, the reaction would be completely different. If it was a female royal, that's exactly right.
I agree with you. Yep.
Yeah, we're agreement on that.
Yep. Now, what about this bloke? When they got to Macquarie University, he had a Welsh flag he was holding up and the prince went straight over to him.
How good's that? And he says, "We're next in UK, come to the palace to have a drink."
What are the chances of that happening?
Oh, yeah. Very.
They're up there with the women at the bakehouse recognising Prince William when he comes for a pork bun.
Very probable, I would say.
Harry's the sort of person that would probably honour that.
That's true. Any excuse for a sip.
Yeah, I like him.
But at the palace?
Yeah.
I can't imagine at the palace.
I like him. I think he's great.
There's nothing not to like. Mind you, though, as every royal baby arrives, he becomes less and less relevant to Australia because he keeps being knocked down the batting order.
Yeah, but he gets more relaxed, doesn't he?
He
just chills right out. I think that's the best part about it. A lot of people say the second in line or the spare or whatever, and as he moves further down, they're the ones that have the good time because they get all the perks with none of the pressure.
Look out,
Charlotte. They have the baby and get all that done over and around.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He just jumps on a plane and lobs here.
Well, they have the heir and the spare, and he's the spare and loving it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Loving it.
Yeah.
So that was his farewell to Sydney yesterday with the woman trying to ask him to marry her for the third time.
That's what he's going to He's going to take home from Sydney a pork roll and a $2 tiara. That's will be his.
Who needs the Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge when you've got a $2 tiara and a pork roll from Wattle Grove?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.